Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500.
Plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
Win $100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with...
Hello, what's going on, buddy?
Wrong button.
You pushed the wrong button, so I wasn't on?
I turned my mic on by accident there.
But not mine?
No. It's on now.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, October the 28th, and it's Carl Bott, of course, and I'm here with Gary Hayward. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Glad to be back.
We've got to turn him on, too. Come on. Get with it. We're all playing now. All four of them are on. Okay? Okay.
Well, good morning. Glad to be back.
Well, I'm glad. You know, it's been too long. Gary, of course, will be my co-host today. We'll talk to, get started with that here in a couple minutes. Hey, phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and Jared, okay, now that you've got yourself kind of together here, what's the weather look like?
Well, today we have a high of 55, chance of showers 40%, 60% in the nighttime. With a low of 53, tomorrow we have a 70% chance of showers and during the day, 80% chance at night with a high of 61 and a low of 51. Sunday, we have a 100% chance of rain with a high of 58, a low of 50. And on Monday, we have a 50% chance of showers during the day with a high of 59 and a low of 48.
Okay, that's great. If you like rain and you like the Halloween season being wet, you've got it. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. A veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, so it's Friday, and it's 8 minutes after the hour. It's got to be Haven Humane and Pet of the Week and Amy. Hello, Amy.
It's Pet of the Week time. Sorry.
What do you have here?
Just a tiny little lady here. Her name is Serena. She's a one-year-old Chihuahua. She does great with kids, cats, and other dogs. I would say she maybe might be a little bit under a year. I looked at her little teeth this morning, and they still look pretty puppy. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, she's super cute, and she's all dressed up and ready to go.
She has her little orange sweater on.
Yeah, she's feeling very fall today.
She looks like a brown Chihuahua.
Yes,
and she's cute, and she's just laying up against you. And is she quiet? Is she housebroken and all those things?
You can't always tell if they're housebroken.
Because
they don't really have an option to do that. We can normally tell if they're pretty clean in their kennel, which she is. So
okay, so that's good.
Looks a little shy.
She smiled on the news this morning. As soon as the camera hit her, she smiled and wagged her tail like she knew what was happening.
Aww.
She's actually very playful, but she fell asleep in the car on the way over here. It's early for her, so she's usually tucked in a nice warm bed right now.
Well, you know what? I can understand being ripped out of your bed in the morning, every morning.
Yeah, me too.
5 o'clock in the morning and having to, come in and be perky.
I know.
You just can't be perky on cue. Jared, are you perky?
I am now.
You are now. You better be, buddy. I pay you to be perky the second you walk through that door. Up until then, you can just be crawling around outside. I don't care. You can be slug-like, but the second you walk through that door, here I am.
Yeah, it takes me about 3 cups of coffee on my way in the morning to be that person. But
you are always that person. Well, thank you. Now, you've got a big special for adoptions right now.
We do. We have it's called Politics, like a paw, not politics. And we are kind of doing this fun thing where we're keeping track of how many adoptions are dogs and how many are cats, and we're calling the dogs Republicans and the cats are Democrats.
I saw your commercial. Pretty cool, actually.
It
that
is.
Creative.
Republicans are in the lead as of right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, good. Maybe that's, you know what? This could be.
Might be a good sign.
Yeah. What if that was the sign? And
what
then,
if it's the prediction?
Yeah. What if it's the prediction? And then, oh, my gosh. Right now, there's Democrats screaming out of their house, running down the Haven Humane to rent a cat, to take a cat.
So all of our adoptions for dogs and cats are $25, and that includes their spay or neuter, microchipping, all their health tests, and all their current vaccines. So if you got a free dog off of Craigslist, because some people have said to us, you know, well, I could get a free dog. Well, there's no such thing as a free dog. And if you took your dog to the vet and got everything done that we do at Haven Humane, it would run you about $350.
There you go. Wow.
But we're only charging $25. That's less than the spay alone. So, I mean, it's an amazing discount, and it's an amazing time to come and adopt a little buddy. And, you know, but they've been flying out of there. Those little pups have been flying out. A forever friend.
And it's that tough, you know. You can. And you know what? They are unconditional love, just unconditional love.
Right. So, and if anybody's going on vacation anytime soon, though, I am available for adoption for free. I will take that up. It's vacation time for me. So, you know, adopt me. Take me on vacation.
I'd like to go to Hawaii.
You
want somebody to adopt you and then take you to on a vacation.
Yeah, just adopt me for a vacation, just for somewhere warm. Where there's no rain.
We're just getting started, too.
No, I can't.
the puppy girl is offering herself up for a trip to Cancun.
Yeah, please. No, I'm cold.
Okay. Amy, and she's got Serena, and Serena, let's hope. We've actually had pups come through here that were adopted before you got back to the Haven.
Yes, we had when we had the husky, it got adopted at the next radio station.
Yeah,
so
the general manager came out and said, "I want that dog." Somebody. So
yeah, so good. Hopefully she'll go fast, and I'm sure she will. Our dog last week got adopted. She had been with us since June. So it was, and she went to an amazing family with a little kid that she was in love with. So it worked out perfect for her.
Wow. Super. You know, we have friends that just lost a dog, too. And this looks like it might be a good little replacement.
And she's ready to go today as well. She's already spayed and microchipped. She's current, so she's ready to go today. And look, she's already dressed up. She's going to love trick-or-treating. Someone needs to take her trick-or-treating.
Okay.
She would look so cute in a costume.
So it's $25 right now.
Right now. Until November 8th, it's $25.
That's outstanding.
It is.
You can't beat this. Okay, Amy.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too, Amy.
Happy Friday.
You. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have animals?
Yeah, I have one left. She's a little bit smaller than Serena. A little bit smaller. Yeah. She's a half Pom and half Yorkie. So she's a Porky.
A Porky.
And she and the funny thing is, she was supposed to be my wife's dog when we got her, but she's my dog. And it's so funny because she weighs about 2 pounds and everybody laughs about it.
Well, you know what? I don't know what it is because, you know, Elk Killer is all of 12 pounds, 14 pounds. And I just, you know, I just adore her. You know, I mean, I'll carry her around. And when people come up to the house, they carry her around. But she's not that 4-pounder. And yeah. I was just out pheasant hunting in North Dakota. And, of course, you know, got all the labs and the German short hairs and all this. And this one guy, one of the guides, comes out, and this dog hops out of the car, and it's a Yorkie Pom or something, but it's like all of 3 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And it's got its Minnesota Twins sweater on. Yeah. It's running around with the big dogs.
That's awesome.
And all the big dogs kind of looking down at it, and it's okay. And this dog was, I mean, would jump up into the truck by itself. In the evening, the dog come back, and we have one guy, Bert's, who's like 6'4", who has one smaller than that, a little Yorkie. And that one's, but this one's up in his lap, and here's, you could just, you know, Bert's hand, you know, covers it.
Yeah.
And he's just
kind of,
you know, and it's funny how small dogs will win their way into your heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She has, this is the funny thing. We have a pillow that was from a, like, two sets ago, and it's hers. And I kept that pillow from two, you know, living room sets ago, and it's hers. And she's, that's hers. When I get home, I have to put it in my lap, and she runs up the chair and
gets in there.
Yeah, and sits there, and then, you know, when it's time for me to eat, she gets down and goes off and lets me eat and comes back.
And comes
hilarious.
Back up again.
Yeah, she just knows. She has a routine.
Well, you know, that's cool. I mean, you know, we need a little. When you come home, does she come running in?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
What do you do with her then? I mean, do you just, like, pet her then? Or do
I set her down and put her on the pillow and make sure she gets some love, and then, you know, she's good.
Do you talk baby talk to her?
Yeah, sometimes.
This, I'm with Gary Hayward here. And Gary's just a tough guy. And plus being the general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino, but you're also head of the Redding Rancheria Development Corporation. I don't know if that's what it's called.
Yeah, I'm president of the Redding Rancheria Economic Development Corporation.
Okay.
And basically that incorporates all of the we have the Hilton Garden Inn, Wind River Mini Mart, we have River Tosami, we have a construction corporation, we have a utility corporation. And those are the primary things that we have under that right now. And right now we're looking at acquiring a property to develop, and also businesses that are out there that maybe look feasible for us to add to the portfolio. And of course, we want to add to what we already have, so more hotels, you know, possibly more mini marts, you know, things that will contribute to, you know, volume.
Yeah.
So and it's going great. You know, we're moving forward right
moving
now.
Forward.
It's been really cool. We've acquired some properties recently, and we're looking at long-term developments, and where things are at with the economy are looking decent right now, you know?
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens here in a couple weeks.
All right.
And what's going to come after that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. And, Linda and I have Sleep Number matches. Everybody knows this. We've been talking about it for 3 years. Well, yesterday we received two pillows from Sleep Number. And these things are just absolutely fabulous. Linda said, I found my favorite pillow. And this is a woman that goes out and searches for pillows. You know? Yeah, I mean, she does. I mean, I don't know about if your wife does.
Oh, yeah.
But they've got to have that right pillow. And really to sleep on, well, she says, I have – this is it. And she has just spent like $100-something on other pillows that were supposed to be the pillow. And they're good pillows.
Been there.
And so anyway, but these are great. But it's just indicative of the kind of material and the kind of products that Sleep Number has. And you can't beat the Sleep Number bed. Dual air technology, so you can have the firmness you want, and your partner can have the firmness they want on their side of the bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. Maybe never the twain shall meet, but it's such a good bed that if you forget to adjust it at night and it's still at 100, which is the firmest, you still sleep great. Anyway, right now, if you go down and to Sleep Number, our Sleep Number store right here in the Target Shopping Center, you can save $400 on the C4 mattress. Save $400 on the C4 mattress. It's the lowest price that they've had ever. Head on down to the Sleep Number store. Go see Brian Janice or any of the people down there. Lay on the bed. See what it's like. You won't be sorry. I'll be right back. Gary Hayward and I are hosting Free Fire Radio.
Yeah.
If you live in the Redding city limits and you're concerned about the finances of your city, you're not alone. For the past 4 years, Gary Cadd has been the voice of the people on the city council, looking out for you, the hardworking citizen, the retiree, the businessman, and the taxpayer. We suffer from not enough police officers, slow response times, skyrocketing pension costs, lack of jail space, and lack of good jobs. The millions of dollars of unfunded pensions are the elephant in the room, and to date have not been fully addressed by the city.
Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, asking for your vote for re-election to the Redding City Council.
Paid for by Cadd for Council 2016.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the committee in support of Measure H.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we really enjoying the utopia of peace and prosperity our godless leaders promised if we would just give up the notion of God? No, instead we are experiencing violence, hatred, murder, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Understand that godlessness breeds lawlessness. Jesus said to those who thought they were his followers, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." How can we protect our families from lawlessness? Only a life committed to Jesus Christ will enjoy God's utopia and peace. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and it must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
At the Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job. Bob Wright.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is Friday. It's going to be a rainy Friday here, October the 28th. It's going to go up to, I think the high we have today is 55. We need to update that board there, buddy. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. With Espresso Joe's, where it is just outstanding coffee, of course, and other drinks at really good prices. And veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is simply fabulous. All of this, Joe and Shelley, Joe's a veteran, are open 7 days a week. They treat people really well. They really support our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I'm with Gary Hayward. And you know what? Gary is a friend, and I could go through everything he is. It's a big line, but let's just say that he's the guy that's doing all of the stuff for the Rancheria as far as development and running the casino and resort and all those kind of things. So Anyway, hey, I want to talk to you about local stuff.
Sure.
First of all, Wind River is such a you all are so good to the community around here.
And thanks, Carl. Well, appreciate that.
Well, you are. And I mean, and we're going to have Glenn in here.
Yes.
To talk about the medical side of it.
Yes.
And I think people really need to understand just how big this is and what's going on here. And it's not just for members of the tribe.
No.
This is for everybody and the good it's doing.
Yes.
But, you know, but do you have time to get involved in just local weird things?
You know, there was a period of time there where I didn't have as much time, but now I have more time, and I'm starting to get back out there again. I'm sitting in right now currently. It's really kind of fun and interesting. I'm on a consortium that's putting the training program together at Shasta College for the firefighters in all the counties, local and around us. And it's really been humbling to sit on that committee as a resident, not necessarily one of the chiefs or one of the college representatives, and see this process from beginning to end and watch these guys come together. So, you know, I miss that kind of stuff. And being involved again is making me
want. Thank you for your service. Were you in the firefighting side?
You know, no. I was in the avionics side.
Oh, avionics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's somebody else that was, you know, that we all know that was on the – he was a fire, you know, one of the fire guys.
I have a really good friend of mine who just got hired on City of Reading firefighting. He was a 10-year firefighter in the Air Force.
Oh, okay. You know, that's an interesting job because you train a lot, and it's pretty rare that you have to do anything.
Right. Especially your local. I mean, you know, and then you see these fires in, like, recently, like in New York. You know, that's got to be crazy. I mean, I couldn't imagine dealing with something like that because you know, we don't see things like that at that capacity.
The reason I ask you that is that, you know, because of this job, we have so many things flow across the desk here.
Oh, yeah.
And so far today, my favorite's been Shasta County has had to pay a former inmate $30,000 because he was being fed a food loaf as a punishment, and it was for 90 days. And he said, "I lost 23 pounds. It was terrible, and all this."
Sorry.
And this is my favorite part, though. You know, it's made out of It didn't sound bad. I mean, it's something like we'd probably eat at MREs, but
right.
And they bake it into this loaf. I mean, it has everything. You know, it has all the stuff in it. I mean,
all the nutrients
on it. And they served it to Pasenko and says, "Well, I think it tastes pretty good." Well, I'm just thinking, Tom. It tastes pretty good to Tom. Anyway, this guy sues the county, wins $30,000. Okay, they didn't go to court. They just gave him $30,000.
Sure.
Well, he doesn't have a comment, and guess why?
I need to know.
It's because he's in federal prison in Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
So they can take his portion of the $30,000 and put it in the commissary there, I guess, in Florida.
There's people who would pay $30,000 to lose 23 pounds from some kind of loaf. I mean, come on.
This guy made out. That's a good idea.
I mean,
maybe
they can
market that. They've got the ingredients right there in the paper.
Right.
Maybe we should put that on there and use this guy, you know, his picture.
Right.
Lost 23 pounds in 90 days.
On the county loaf.
We need to create something.
Yeah, we could come up with a marketing slogan.
There it is. On the loaf.
You
know, nutrition and all this, and you know, see a doctor before and after.
It'd be the new diet.
You could be, you know, eat a loaf, you know, twice a day. Have some salad, and you've just lost 25 pounds. You know what? We ought to. You know, next time Basinko's, I'm going to ask him about this. Hey, have you thought about there's another way of making money for the county? Is marketing your loaf there, buddy?
They could do it. I know people out there who try it.
The sheriff should sell food loaf samples. It'd be like Joe Arpaio sells pink underwear.
That's awesome.
You know what?
That amazes me, though, right? I mean, come on.
Why?
How can that happen?
How can it happen?
You know, how can something like that happen? This guy's in federal prison.
Well, he was here in Shasta County first.
Yeah. And then he...
And then after he was released, he went to Florida and got picked up again on something else and was put in prison. But he got $30,000 from the rubes up in Shasta County because we fed him a food loaf for 90 days. It was cruel. Cruel and inhuman.
Yes. I can see it. Yeah, I can see it.
You know, every time I see things like this, I look at the way that we've lived out there in the field and how our military lives and being happy with a lot of stuff. Oh, hey, we got a tent.
Right.
Look, we got a tent. Oh, look, it's got a – they put some crates here on the floor. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, hey, look, there's a shower. It's got hot water. Oh, yeah, we can use it once a week. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's really like that, though, right?
It is like that. You wash your clothes in a bucket because there's not enough water. There's no washing machines out there. So you wash it in a bucket and you rinse it in a bucket. And you think you're pretty clean until other people come around you that fly in the helicopters and they're all clean and all that. And they're all going, and they're sniffing.
It actually reminds me of a story just from last week. I had to run to San Diego for a presentation at San Diego State. And on my way back, I was on the plane with about 12 Rangers, young Ranger guys, and their commander was with them, uh-huh. a young guy. And they get on, they're all settled in, really polite guys, super professional.
Uh-huh.
And they all of a sudden this guy comes in, he's like, "Hey, do you guys have MREs in your flight bags?" And they're like, "Yeah, we told your people we were bringing them." They made them take all 55 MREs out of their bags because it was considered hazardous material. I couldn't believe it. I thought I'd never heard of that before.
Not the MREs. They probably the heating elements
that were in the MRE. Yeah,
the heating elements, because you add water to it and they get real hot.
Oh, right.
Because maybe they thought it was combustible. I'd never heard that either.
Yeah, they actually took them all out of their bags and they had to get them when they got back from their trip. And the commander guy was great. I mean, he dealt with it really good, but he was more concerned about what he was going to feed his guys.
Yeah, what am I supposed to feed my people?
When they got to their...
Give you some vouchers for Burger King here or something. Anyway. Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. If you've had a friend of ours is just having knee surgery and they're going to be down for a while and they're single and they can't get around that well, they need probably help, somebody to help them go shopping and all these things, Home Helpers, for if it's a short period of time. Sharon will help take care of you like that. You don't have to worry. Everybody she picks is hand chosen. Is trained so well and has had an extensive background investigation. They're insured, they're bonded, everything. And then if you've got a much longer terms too, either short terms or long term in home care, Sharon Clark is the person to go to. Business of the year, businesswoman of the year, Home Helpers. You're not going to find it any better. Linda and I have talked about it. If something happened and Tom and June needed help like this, then we would call Sharon. And we'd have no problems with the quality of service. Home Helpers, give them a call at 226-8350. Gary and I'll be back right after these messages.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento, to work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds November 3rd in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Come listen to the wonderful jazz standards with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, with special guest Bernie Baker on guitar, and yours truly, Linda Bott. I'll be singing my heart out with my favorite songs. That's Romance on the River, Good Times. That's November 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a
home. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Gary Hayward here are your hosts today at Free Fire Radio on October the 28th at 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 55 degrees, going up to 64 today. Looks like it's going to be raining today, tomorrow, Sunday, and maybe Monday, and or at least half of Monday. So if you wanted rain, here you go. I was just talking to somebody down in Southern California yesterday. They said, oh, my gosh, where do you live? Because she had called me, and I said, wait a minute, I got to get out of the rain here, get in the truck. She says, gosh, where are you? You know, you're getting all this rain. And I said, and I looked at her, it was a 310, which is Los Angeles area. I said, I'm in Northern California. Where? Redding. And she had no idea where that was. But
right. But
I said, yeah, we're getting lots of rain. I said, maybe it's moving down towards you. She says, we haven't had any. And it's just rough down there. I said, oh, yeah, you know, we have water slides during the weekend on our streets. People just come in, oh, yeah, 18, 20,000, maybe 50,000 gallons of water. We slide down the street and we do these things. Everybody waters their yard eight times. It's consistent. You know, we're always watering. And you could just hear on the other end. I said, and the way we do this is because we don't send a lot of water down to you guys. We hold it.
Right.
And considering this was just a woman that was selling me something, I don't know if she appreciated all the humor I had right then.
I do.
But you do. That's right. Hey.
And I'll be honest with you, I love it. I love the rain right now.
Oh, gosh.
Love it.
We keep track of it on, you know, where it is on the lake because we love that lake. And Whiskeytown, we started going to Whiskeytown.
Love Whiskeytown.
Is Whiskeytown great?
It's beautiful.
It is. It's beautiful. Hey, you being the president in charge of the development of the Rancheria, and we're going to put aside the casino and resort right now because
yes.
that's just like just running right along.
Yes.
But y'all are, you know, there's all of a sudden things are starting to move in Redding in that direction, kind of south.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? I mean, with
yes.
Costco wanting to go in there, that
yes.
one spot. And I know that you've had all types of things, you know, that the Rancheria is just not standing still.
Right. And you know, we own the Hilton Garden Inn that's going
right.
to be right across the street
yeah.
from the new Costco development, which we think that's fantastic,
well,
by the way.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be really upbeat for that area, too.
Oh, yeah. And from a selfish standpoint, I live near there, so I like it. It's going to be more convenient for me. But
could go to Costco.
Yeah.
It is.
You know, but that aside, we also have the property below that that's on I-5 and the river. And, of course, we hope in the near future one day that's where our development will start taking place as well. And now the Costco's going in there.
And that's right alongside the freeway, too.
Yes,
so it's
right there. We almost have
access.
A mile of frontage of
oh,
I-5
wow.
frontage, and it's a beautiful property.
Yeah.
And we've owned it now for probably 15 to 18 years, and it's going to be a great – when we get done with what we're going to do there, it's going to be a great addition to the community.
Well, Gary, the thing that I've you know, and you and I have known each other now for several years, and the outlook you have – and we sit down, we talk, have lunch and stuff, and you kind of share with me, and I appreciate that. You share with me your view, your long-range view on where, you know, the Rancheria is going, or at least you know where you'd like to do it. Doesn't mean that, you know, everything's going to happen. But the fact that you think out 20 years is fantastic. And, you cannot be a success in anything, whether it's government or private business, without some kind of plan and vision for looking ahead.
Right. And you know, and Carl, it's just kind of the way that I think I was brought up to. My gramps would always talk to me about thinking about that, what's ahead of you, you know, and not being afraid of what's ahead of you. Just, you know, you can even get pie in the sky with it. Because
yeah.
if you focus on getting there, you're going to get there if it's in, if you have that picture in front of you to work towards.
And you have the tenacity. You know, when people say, what are the, you know, the leadership traits you look for in people, or the traits you look for in people? And, of course, there's so many of them. But one of them is tenacity. Yes. If somebody may not be – he may not be the most brilliant out there, but he can grasp the idea, he's quick, or she is quick, and they have the stamina to push through and to make it happen.
Yeah, you know? That's important. That's one of the most important things that someone could have.
It is.
You know, and it's something that I just – and, you know, what, something funny I'll tell you. One time someone told me I was too optimistic, and I said, thank you. You know,
and that's the other thing, too, is – you know, the one – probably I've got many foibles, but one of them is I have a tendency to trust what people say because I've been raised in the atmosphere of, you know, in the military and all that. When people say something, they usually do it. And people will give you a lot of times, will give you the bright part of it. Oh, you know, this is this and this is this. And I have a tendency to say, okay, yeah, we can do that. Well, it's not always like that, as we know.
Right.
But – you can see when I opened up the trucking business this past year.
Which, that was awesome that you did that.
That's well, it wasn't like it didn't come out exactly, you know, in the first year because I thought certain things were going to happen, but sure. I didn't understand how it worked. Now I understand how it works, and so we're going into the second year just, I mean, full bore on it. And but it's, you know, you got to be optimistic and you got to be enthusiastic for what you do. Yeah. And that's what I've noticed about you when you're doing things.
Yeah, it's just how I don't know, it's how I function. And every day when I get up, I start the day off. That's my thing is I look forward to the day. I look forward to the challenges, you know, and it keeps me going. You know, it keeps me motivated.
Well, it's got to. I mean, because if you don't, it's a you know, you end up with weird things happening. You know, and if you're not you know, on fire at the top, by the time it gets down three layers,
right?
It's not, you know, it can be, it, you know, if you're just so-so at the top, and by the time it gets to the third layer, they are negative.
Oh yeah, and everybody feels that.
Yeah,
and I'm fortunate to work around people like that. I have like Glenn, who's going to be talking to us in a little bit. He's got some super cool stuff to talk about, and when we're talking about development, that's another development on the horizon for the tribe that I'll let Glenn talk a little bit more about, and that's our new health village concept.
That. Well, Glenn's right here right now. We've got, you know, you're getting in a little bit early, but, you know, we're going to talk about this. We've got other things we're going to talk about, too, but good morning, Glenn. Glenn Hayward.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, like I said yesterday, you know, I called out to Alex, your assistant out there at Wind River,
and I, my boss,
your boss, yeah, just like Diane's my boss, and we all have our bosses out there. We know that. I take them out. You know, we should take them out on Bosses Day.
Yes.
And so I said, and I just happened to have Facebook open because I write and say who's going to be on, and I was looking, you know, because I'd already, you know, had you down, and it was Facebook, and there's your photo in Disneyland, and I said, Alex, Are you sure Glenn's supposed to be here tomorrow? Oh, yeah. I'm looking at his photo 2 minutes ago. He's in Disneyland. And she says, he'll be back. He's coming back. And you had written that, hey, you're heading back this day. So,
yes.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, we did. We had a great time. My family had a great time. I was down there for some training, and my kids had some great time with my wife at the Disneyland parks.
Did they get in some training, too, then, I guess, huh?
Yeah, they had lots of churros.
Isn't it amazing? You know, I remember, I don't know when's the first time you all ever went there, but I went there in the probably the late 50s, early 60s.
Wow.
You know, that's, I mean, it was.
Because it opened in 55.
Yeah, so I was probably there in, 59, something like that. When we made it out, because we had relatives out in California.
Was it cool?
In Anaheim.
I mean,
Well, you know what it had back then? It had live mule rides that went through the painted desert. You know, they had the painted desert and a live mule ride. So I was on the mule. And yeah, you put your hands on the mules, and then you put your hands on your face when you're a kid. Well, it turns out they spray the mules with... you know, with fly repellent that I was obviously allergic to because my face swells up, my eyes swell up, and they're giving me, you know, of course they have a little clinic there, and they give you whatever it is they give you for when you're allergic to some kind of antihistamine on it. But I always remember that. And the other thing was that because they lived in Anaheim, and it was a nice house, but it was smaller. I mean, it was back then. It was in the 50s. which he probably ends up selling, you know, years later for lots of money.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Disneyland, oh, yeah, it was just, it's magic. It was magic back then. And I can just, with all the changes they've made.
I remember Kent Dagg telling me a story when he was a kid. His dad took him there the day it opened. And they wanted to be first in line.
Oh, my gosh.
And they would they literally stayed there that night waiting. And the next day, they got in the wrong line. So they didn't end up being the first ones in. But they were still there the first day. So it was,
oh, wow. Wow. There's something else. You know, they're a man with imagination and vision. You know?
Yeah.
You have vision. Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy does this. This is his business, Northern Firearms Instruction. This is not something he does part-time or on the side. This is what he does. And around him, he has got trained NRA instructors. And these are NRA instructors that he puts through the schools. He pays for it. He has continuing education for his instructors. And this is why you get some of the most complete CCW training anywhere in Northern California. In fact, Ted teaches in 17 counties and is ready to teach in about another 20 this coming year. Whether it's CCW or hunter safety or advanced classes, and our advanced class is going on November 20th. It's limited to 12 people, but you're going to do a lot of shooting. And we also have a new class offering. And it's the carbine class, carbine to pistol. Which is also going that day, and that class is filled up. But so you can learn more than just your – once you learn your concealed carry, and then you can go on in for further education with that. How do you do this? You register online at readingccw.com, or you call NFI at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Gary and Glenn Hayward.
Hello, my name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Haviland Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Haviland Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Haviland Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Attent, who? Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County, dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Meatloaf. Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Nothing that you would know about, huh, there,
no.
Gary Hayward
no.
or Glenn Hayward? Paradise by the Dashboard Light?
Gary's a little bit older than me, so.
Okay, that might be. Okay, when you actually had cars with seats that went all the way across.
Oh, yeah.
Heaven in the, okay. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at KCNR 1460. Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They make jewelry. They design jewelry. They have the only trained watch repairman in Reading. They have an extensive displays of any types of jewelry you could possibly want. They really have a lot of estate jewelry, whether it's watches or diamond rings or emeralds or anything you're looking for, Four Winds Jewelry. They've got a great reputation for integrity, honesty, and if you take in things and show them, you know, say, what's the value of this ring or this brooch or whatever, they're going to tell you the truth right there. You can't get any better than Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, I'm here with Gary Hayward, who is my co-host today, and who is the general manager of Wind River Resort and Casino, but also the president of the Reading Rancheria Development Corporation.
Yes.
And then Glenn Hayward joined us, and you are in charge of the
the executive director of health services for the tribe.
Okay. And we've got a lot of things to talk about that too, because we now when you opened up your first clinic, how long ago was that?
Well, the tribe took over the healthcare operations about 25 years ago when it was just a small little facility down in Anderson,
and then okay,
they built a bigger facility on Churn Creek Road, and then about 4 years ago we expanded to our new Liberty campus, which is 33,000 square feet right behind Shasta Regional.
Wow. Beautiful place, too.
And then a year ago, November 5th, we opened up another extension campus, so back over in our old facility at Churn Creek.
Now, this one is different.
This one is different.
And you were on a year ago to talk about it. That's how long it's been. So I'm glad we can talk now about an update on this. So it is different.
It's different in the aspect that we are open to the general public, but it brings over the same high-quality, compassionate care that we strive for the last 25 years at our Liberty campus. We essentially handpicked every medical provider we hired to put over there, and we have a great team over at Churn Creek Healthcare.
Now, it's when you say open to the general public, but is it a segment of the general public?
It's for anybody with Medi-Cal or partnership health plan.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And that's really important because there's a lot of people, a lot of doctors out there that cannot afford to take a lot of Medi-Cal patients because they don't. If they just, it's all they took, they'd have to shut down.
You know, there was a severe access to care issue here in this community. And when patients and people got added to the Medi-Cal roster through partnership health plan, you had a lot of influx of patients with insurance now. But you still didn't have an influx of primary care providers. So we opened up that facility. The tribe took the approach that, you know, you can make any issue you want, political or non-political. We took the choice that health care, improving health care to people in your community makes a healthy community. A healthy community is better for everybody.
There you go. And that's, and you know what, that is just fantastic. So, and so how many people are you seeing there?
We have, it's almost a year, November 5th, and we have almost 6,000 patients already. We're doing a renovation here over the next year to expand, to make it bigger, and we'll add a pediatrician and another primary care doctor.
Okay.
Wow.
6,000.
That's crazy. Well, you know, it's kind of funny because Glenn just kind of makes it sound like it's really easy and simple. We went from this to 33,000 square feet, and he just keeps going on. But Glenn made that happen, and so I want to give him some credit right now and say from what I've seen as a member of the tribe, I'm extremely proud of what Glenn's done, but it's a lot of hard work and a lot of time that he's put into this, and he makes it sound really easy, but he's put a lot of work into this, so... he's changed the face of our health care for the tribe and the community.
And the community. Yeah, I noticed how you said, we went from the place on Churn Creek to a 30,000 square foot facility, and then you just kept going. I thought, we're going to circle around on that one.
And renovated it before you got in there. So
that must have been a huge, huge endeavor.
You know, it was a huge endeavor. I have a wonderful team. I surround myself with smart, intelligent people, and they all make me look great. So I got a great support system at the tribe, with the Rancheria, our tribal council, and my leadership team. So they all make me look good and make it look easy.
Well, I'm going to ask you this. What was the biggest problem? What was your biggest – I'm not going to say stumbling block because obviously you've kept going, but what was the biggest problem you faced when you're doing something like this? This is a huge
– When we opened up the larger campus?
Yeah, when you're going to the larger campus.
I think just construction delays. You get excited. You want to get things going. You have a plan in place. You know a timeline where you want to start getting things going, and you have construction delays. And then the biggest problem here is recruiting primary care doctors. That's the hardest part.
You know, I'm hearing that from a lot of different areas, you know, besides you all.
Right.
Is that it's tough getting primary care doctors up here. Why is that?
I think it's tough getting primary care doctors anywhere. There's just not that many coming to school anymore. They're all either specializing. They are either going to foundations with hospital systems. So going into private practice is not as beneficial or as easy as it used to be when you were a primary care doctor.
Well, part of it is they're coming out of there with $200,000 worth of student loans. Mm-hmm. And that in itself is just a travesty. I have two brothers that are doctors, and both of them level. One of them, you know, the Navy paid for his last 3 years, and so he spent 3 years in the Navy after that. And, you know, that was his payback. Mm-hmm. And someday we'll tell his story and how funny it is, and what he didn't do was like go to sea, yeah, he was stuck in dry dock, and he could, you know, he'd have to send people to the clinic on the, you know, on the base.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can give you an aspirin. Anything else, you go over there. So he ends up being officer of the day. You know, and then the other one worked. But, you know, of course, these were, you know, years ago, and you didn't have these horrendous loans that, you know, that doctors are coming up with now, that they can't even buy a house. They're doctors. They got a job. They can't buy a house because they owe so much money.
Yeah. Well, and you also have an older population of primary care doctors that have been here for a long time. And then with the changes of Medicare and the electronic health care record, those are $100,000 investments.
Yeah.
And when you're towards the end of your retirement, you know, not something you're going to do. So you just end up retiring sooner.
And that's the feedback I've gotten from some of the doctors, is that they don't want to have to deal with that, you know, and it's hard for them to keep open, you know.
Yeah. And are we and other people is Reading a tougher place to recruit to?
You know, I think it's not just unique to us. I do think we have our challenges here, smaller towns, some of the issues that we're always in the news for as far as crime. But in general, across the country, I think it's hard for us to get primary care doctors.
Okay.
We're competing against big foundations, Kaisers, Sutter's, Dignities, Shasta Regional.
I'm just reading things that are coming in. Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning. Nick, good morning.
It is a good morning. Hey, listen, I was over at Pulse walk-in clinic and had a discussion with the doctor. He told me in the last 48 months, Reading has lost 48 doctors, and that they don't want to – the doctors coming out, their wives won't let them come to Reading because of the crime and the homeless problem. I just wanted to share that with you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Nick. You know, I've heard that one too, but I don't know if that's kind of circular reporting. You know, you get this thing, if somebody says something, then you hear it again. But it is a problem. I mean, if somebody was driving downtown some days and you go down by the library and there's 20, 30, you know.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but I hadn't heard that. But it makes sense. It's probably happening everywhere. But that's huge with the doctors, because that's such a need, you know. And, wow, that's kind of scary when you think about where things have went with that issue.
Hey, would you ever think about something like, you know, getting a primary care doctor and saying, hey, look, we're going to pay part of your student loan off, and, you know, deals like that?
We use part of that as our recruitment tool because we're a tribal facility. We have access for government reimbursement loans. So we use that they can apply for, and they get their loans reimbursed by working for us.
I think, too, isn't there something – are you getting ready to say
that's,
that?
Well, they're actually – yeah, one of your doctors that's what's helped her, you know, your pharmacist, you know, that's what's helped her. And she told us that was one of the things that's really helped her, you know,
well,
get through.
There's something else, too, that if, you know, you can have your college loans forgiven or paid off if you go to work for, certain, you know, nonprofits and certain types of agencies, you know, of different types of groups. And maybe this would for the tribe, it might work that way, too.
It does. It works for us because we're a tribal facility, Shasta Community Health Center, because they're a rural health center and a community health center. So they have access to allow to get those grants as well for their professional-level employees.
Super. Okay, hey, look, we got to take a break here. I'm with Gary and Glenn Hayward here, and we're talking everything about Redding Rancheria, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'll add you in Washington. The agency that runs New York's LaGuardia Airport says two runways have been reopened after Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence's campaign plane slid off a runway last night during a rainstorm. The vice presidential candidate appeared on CBS's This Morning, saying the response on the ground was top-notch.
I'm so grateful to the first responders. They were virtually on the scene before the plane stopped rolling. Grateful to the pilots, everyone involved, and we're back on the campaign trail today.
The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says the crews worked through the night to remove the plane. It does say travelers could still encounter some residual delays. One of the runways reopened soon after the landing last night. The other remained closed while the plane was being removed, and there were no injuries. A spokesman for the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights says ISIS has been rounding up civilians to use as human shields against the Iraqi government's offensive in Mosul.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations, effectively using tens of thousands of women, men, and children as human shields.
Iraqi troops continue to take back surrounding towns as the offensive to recapture Mosul itself from ISIS continues. The terrorist group has been holding the city now for about 2 years. Philip Issa reports Syrian rebels have launched an offensive to try to break the government's nearly two-month siege of eastern Aleppo.
What we know from the pan-Arab TV station El Mayadeen, which tends to take the side of the government, is that the rebels have attacked from all fronts in Aleppo, from the west, north, and south. And their goal seems to be to try to break a government blockade of the east, which is held by the opposition in the city.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, meanwhile, reporting that 15 civilians have been killed in the rebel bombardment and more than 100 wounded. On Wall Street, here are the numbers. The Dow up 63, the S&P 500 up 6, and the NASDAQ up 10. More on these stories from townhall.com.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you. Score! Too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
On April 20th, 1999.
America and the world mourns as the biggest school shooting in U.S. history took place today at Columbine High School.
Rachel Joy Scott's life was taken, but her story lives on.
I want to be a light, but it feels so dark.
Discover the courage to stand up.
Jesus gave his life, and I'll give my life to him.
Now playing. Come.
Delegates from 24 countries and the European Union have agreed that the Ross Sea in Antarctica will become the world's largest marine protected area.
While the lands of Antarctica have been protected for decades, the surrounding international waters have not. The Ross Sea is home to millions of penguins and is described as one of the last great wilderness areas on Earth. But pressure has been growing on the ecosystem thanks to a boom in commercial fishing. However, the countries responsible for protecting the Antarctic have been unable to agree on how best to safeguard this pristine region. Now they've decided to ban fishing for 35 years in most parts of the Ross Sea.
That's the BBC's Matt McGrath reporting. The U.S. economy grew at a rate of 2.9% in the third quarter. That is the strongest pace, the Commerce says, in 2 years as the battered export sector rebounded and businesses finally began restocking their shelves at a faster clip. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. American Airlines and Southwest have both raised fares by $5 each way as carriers seek to reverse a price slump that's lasted about 2 years now.
Fort Worth-based American raised prices first, and Dallas-based Southwest followed suit on Thursday. Fares have been declining since airlines started adding flights and seats faster than the growth in travel demand. Southwest shares tumbled 8.5% this week after the company gave a weak forecast for a key revenue figure in the fourth quarter. The forecast suggested that lower fares are likely to last through year's end.
It's correspondent Jeremy House. There's a big victory in England for Uber drivers who've said they should be treated as employees and not as independent contractors. The tribunal today ruled that the drivers are entitled to paid vacation days and guaranteed minimum wage. The decision affects as many as 30,000 drivers. Uber says it will appeal. It says it's just a technology company that simply links self-employed drivers with those who need rides. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $50,000 Wind River Classic Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino, November 7th through the 12th. Nation
Fancy.
Purchase a main event ticket and receive a free room or a $49 room rate all week long.
Based on availability.
280, you win. This exciting tournament features a wide array of great events, player-friendly structures, and our $550 buy-in. $50,000 main event that is certain to bring in all of the best players for the biggest poker event of the year. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $50,000 Wind River Classic Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino.
$50,000 expected prize pool. Main event is Saturday, November 12th.
For more information and detailed schedule of events, visit windriver.com. Wind River. Poker is better.
Poker is better.
At the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's this rainy Friday. It's October the 28th, and it's 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Jared, tell us what the weather's going to look like here for this weekend. And if you just say the word rain, that could be sufficient.
Lots of rain.
There you go, buddy.
Yay.
Weather report's always brought to you by...
I thought you were kidding.
Okay, it's going to go up to what?
Oh, today, high of 64, low of 53, 60% chance of showers. Tomorrow's high of 61, a low of 51, with a 70% chance of showers during the day, going up to 80. On Sunday, we have a high of 58, excuse me, with a low of 50, 100% chance of rain during the day, 60% chance of showers at night. And on Monday, we have a high of 59 and a low of 48, with a 50% chance of showers during the day.
All right. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends of veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Let's go to the phones. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy
Major
Friday.
Averages are in the green this morning following a better-than-expected U.S. GDP report. The Commerce Department said the economy grew at a 2.9% annualized rate above a projected 2.6%. Turning to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's up 63 points at 18,233. The S&P 500 is positive 6 points at 2,139. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 9 points at 5,225. Active stocks on the big board, McKesson Corp down 36 cents, trading at down $36 a share at $123.69 after a bad earnings report. GE up 57 cents, trading at $29.20. Nokia down 16 cents. At $4.57 per share. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 74 cents at $107.38. FedEx up 91 cents, trading at $175.31. Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. She is the first vice president for investments at Wells Fargo Advisors. She's located over at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 530-243-7561. Great lady. She knows what she's talking about, and she can take a look at your investments. Maybe you haven't made any changes for a long time. Maybe it's good to have a new set of eyes take a look at something. So give her a call, 243-7561. Let's go to Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Yes, good morning, Carl. I just wanted to call in and let your listeners know about the second Jefferson Assembly formation that is happening this weekend. It's going to be on Sunday at the Senior Citizen Center on Benton Drive, 2290 Benton Drive, and it starts at registration is at 8:30, and the event starts at 9:30, and will go till about 4 o'clock. And Mark Baird is our main speaker. And what we're doing is we're laying out the foundation for a 51st state, and we're starting to talk about what we want in our constitution and those kinds of things. So, if people are curious about what we're doing, I encourage them to come on out. It's a free event. We are asking people to register so we know how many to expect. But it is Carl.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Hey, this weekend, of course, is it's a Halloween weekend, and there's going to be a lot of people out and partying and dressed up, and it's going to be raining. So be careful out there. And then Monday, it's going to be Halloween itself. And it'll be raining probably, and it's dark. So watch out for those little kids out there. They're going to be darting around trying to get candy. They're going to be hopped up on candy. And their parents are going to be trying to watch them and all these things. Now, the Cascade Theater is having a classic film party this Sunday, the 30th at 7:30, and it's going to be Frankenstein. There's going to be a great time there. I have 4 tickets left. I had 8 tickets here a little while ago. Now I've only got 4 tickets left. And I can do it in twos, or I can do it in...
So things now are moving forward with us. So right. Got a lot of cool stuff coming up, and it's just been awesome. But when you had called, and I was like, oh, man, it seemed like it had been forever, but not. It seemed like it was the other day. This year's went so fast, you know.
Has it been a whole year?
Well, it hasn't been quite a year since last time I was in here, but this year, I mean...
This year's gone by.
It was the beginning of the year, so it just went super fast.
It did, and, you know, we set up, we've seen each other a couple times since then, I think, but...
Because we co-hosted the...
you,
the Joker.
You know what? You owe me on that one, buddy. You don't know... We're talking about doing that. You get a spray painting photo. I may put it on Facebook. But they came in. This is how bad it was. They do the stuff around, you know, that women do around their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, like, they pull your eye back and put this eye makeup on. And you and I went out that night. Yeah, we had a good time.
It took me a week to get that stuff off my eyes.
That night, I was laughing. You know, see what we go through? It was a great night.
So did you give your beautiful wife the day off today? Is that...
Well, when you're coming,
I got
when,
to come
when you
in.
Come in, yes, because she was ready to go. She's up in the house, you know, when I left, and she says, she said, why didn't you tell me? I said, I did tell you that, you know, Gary's coming in as my co-host. And we know this is not a woman day today. This is manly day. and you brought in Glenn, as our guest to talk about everything that's going on with the medical portion of it, the Redding Rancheria. We're going to take a quick break here and then get started on the rest of things because there's some new stuff coming, if
Absolutely.
I understand right.
Yes.
Okay, I want to talk about that. You know, we need a catch-up. The community needs a catch-up with you all on a regular basis because of all the bureaucracy that they're stuck with. I don't know.
And we're really open to opinions from the public, you know, from the community. If there's people out there that have things they want to talk to us about, they can call us anytime. I'll meet with them anytime. If there's concerns, if there's ideas they have that they maybe want us to get involved in, maybe to help support, we're always available to have that discussion.
We're all always out there in the support mode. But other ideas, too, on how to move forward.
Yeah, and how can we play a part in that?
Yeah.
If there's a way we can play a part, we're totally open for that discussion.
Sure. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business right here in town that was voted best in North State for last year. Over 23 years of service right here in the North State on heating and cooling systems. Their people are trained on all of the different heating and cooling systems. They can provide warranties, guarantees. They can do it all at Alliance Heating Reservation. Give them a call at TIX42 or check out their website.
He promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento, to work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closure.
Ending the state Medi-Cal hospital fee program that has been working since 2009. Prop 52 also strictly prohibits the legislature from diverting those funds for other purposes. That's why business and labor is on 52. Every major newspaper in the state agrees, yes on 52. Both political parties agree, yes on 52. Teachers agree, yes on 52. Advocates for children and seniors agree, yes on 52. And health professionals and hospitals from every corner of California agree, yes on 52. Proposition 52 is that rare initiative with unprecedented support and no organized opposition. Because it's been tested, tried, and true. Yes on 52. Paid for by Yes on Proposition 52, a coalition of California Association of Hospitals and Health Systems and nonprofit healthcare organizations, with major funding by California Health Foundation and Trust and Dignity Health.
It's a movie-ganza. Sunday, October 30th, the Cascade will feature live music with Pat Karch, dancing, themed drinks, a costume contest, and the best movie monster of all time,
Boris Karloff as Frankenstein's monster in the original 1931 classic.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading, 226-0707.
Purchased will be donated to a local veteran organization. Join me and veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the War on Terror at Crown Motors, November the 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate the salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com, a salute to those who have served.
So in case enjoy the rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. You know, you're looking for somebody to come in and help you with what should, you know, your window covering should be, that meets your decor, that meets your budget. Well, Jerry and his people over at Budget Blinds are the guys to go to. Locally owned service and peace of mind knowing Budget Blinds of Reading offers more brands and more styles with windowtreatment.com. Okay, I'm here with Gary Hayward and Glenn Hayward. And Glenn, of course, is in charge of all the medical, I guess what, medical facilities or medical?
The healthcare operations.
Healthcare operations, okay. Mm-hmm. You got news, though. Something's happening?
Well, you know, I think we are, part of that is the Reading Rancheria has a 10-year strategic goal is to build a large health campus there, a health village that encompasses both your Western medicine and your holistic and traditional medicine. So the idea is you have a big garden. And let's say you're anemic, your doctor can write you a script for Western medicine, but also you can go out to the garden, get some leafy green vegetables. We'll send you home with that too. So
manner, you know, treated with different methods, not just pills, but also lifestyle and natural remedies.
Sure.
And so you're kind of like bringing that back.
You really have to if you want to lower the cost of your health care. You know, for the Reading Rancheria, we're responsible for the health care of our Native American population. So the healthier we can keep them, the more cost-effective it is for us. So we need walking trails. We need gardens. We need orchards. We have to have healthy cooking classes so we can teach people how to cook right. You have to have all those services in order to make the person healthy as a whole and the family healthy as a whole. You can't just write pills. That's right. Not going to solve anything.
Yeah, because people just keep taking pills.
They will.
And by the end of their life, they're taking a shoebox or two shoeboxes full of pills.
Yep. You spend your time in case management. People talk about case management and...
I mean, keep going. Yeah. I was just trying to shut the door.
Managing their diabetes or their heart disease. But for us, we feel like once you're case managing, you've already lost the exact same way.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So with this new facility, though, like this, you say, you know, with gardens and fruit trees and all those, that sounds great. I mean, it sounds like, you know, because you want to catch people early, too. So I imagine the education process starts when people are young.
It does. What we found was that we were doing a lot of case management of our diabetic population, and so that we changed our vision and went more to approach of getting the children when they're young. So we focused on a group of kids that met a certain criteria that were going to end up being pre-diabetic or diabetic, and we focused all our attention on after-school programs, ninja swords with a YMCA, getting them off the TV and off the screen time, getting them out, getting exercise, teaching the kids how to cut vegetables and cook. Brought their families in, taught them how to cook, and we've seen a 24% reduction in our children converting from being obese to pre-diabetic. And so that's where the key is. You start young. So we're not case management. If we're case managing diabetes, we've lost.
You know what? It's fear of love and acceptance and all these kind of things. I mean,
right.
You know, because by the time they're 12, you know, it's too hard at that point. So this is what a great concept that is, especially learning how to cut vegetables. I mean, learning how to cook. And what's healthy? Do we do these things in our schools?
I don't see it too much in the schools.
I remember as a kid,
I had to cook at parents because they're the ones buying the food. So
right.
you have to bring everybody in. We have a demonstration kitchen, and we do demonstration cooking, and they'd all cut, cook, and eat, and they can see that eating healthy is good, and it's fun. We have an on-site gym that's open to all of our patients for free. So we have a lot of support services to really build up that prevention mode rather than, you know, more of a reactive. When they got the disease, it's
year of how we did that. And now when I go in there, I feel like they really care. You've hired super qualified people that really believe in what they're doing. And now I look forward to going. I used to not even want to go.
That's
now
good to hear.
I look forward to my annual visit. Well, not all of it, but but I do look forward to going there. Go there from the time I walk in till the time I leave. They're accommodating, and they want to make sure that.
Well, that's the way you feel like every medical facility should be. But I know, you know, a lot of them because they're just pushing so many people through that they don't have that time like they used to sit down and sit there and talk with you and figure out what's going on in this. And it, because of the of just the way the healthcare system is right now, they're seeing 27 patients a day or more. And,
right.
I mean, how much time can you spend with somebody with that? You know, 10 minutes from the time they walk in to the time they go out, and then then all the paperwork that goes with it. I know that your number of patients is below that.
Yes, our number of patients is below that. It's a fine balance. You know,
yeah.
you have to take care of your patients. You have to spend them. Your elderly population isn't coming in with one chief complaint. You know, they're here because their belly hurts, but also I've had a hard time breathing. I'm not sleeping. Mental health is a huge component in our health in our community here, and that takes a lot of time for providers to work through those processes. You can't do it in a
right now. But I see, you know, we just heard that as Obamacare is raising at least 25%. In some places, it's like 500% on what they're paying. I mean, and this is going to have an impact on people. So we've got, I think in California, they're telling people go buy from other agencies and not the, not the covered California.
Even more the reason why you resources to prevention and starting to have healthier people. And we did with everybody in the community, our facility, Shasta Community Health Center, both hospitals work together collaboratively to come up with solutions how to make sure everybody's healthy in our community. It shouldn't be a competitive
process.
This
leads me to something I want to talk about then when we come back. I want to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, a locally owned, locally operated firearms company, guns and ammo right there at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Veterans get real discounts at Bastiani Arms. Trust me, just go on down there. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, we'll be right back with Gary and Glenn Hayward.
These streamline red tape for businesses and for all of us. For more information on these and other issues, please go to my website, GaryCad.com. I'm Gary Cad. I work for you.
Paid for by CAD for Council 2016.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our propane is better than other companies sold in the North State, featured in the same river. There can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto.
Must be Budget Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, you have budget blinds.
Water Blaster, absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with a paint mark. Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job.
President of the Redding Rancheria Development Corporation and the general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino. And next year he's going to take on, you'll be parting the rivers of Sacramento.
World hunger.
World hunger. Next year he's taking on world hunger.
We're going to leave that one to Glenn.
It's 8:33 in the morning here at Sports. Okay, yeah. Gary's there. Oh. No, don't tell me you're over there at like a hairstylist. You're going over to somebody puts a little gel in your hair.
I've never been to a barbershop.
Oh, okay. I'm not even going to talk about this. The idea of gel at Cypress Square is, I think, butch wax. That stuff back when we were, when I was a kid. It's been around for 833 years. Okay. That Cypress Square barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, right across from the subway there. Okay. We're here with Glenn Hayward, too, who is in charge of the health services for the Redding Rancheria. Now, we talked a little about this during the break, but Redding consistently comes up in the in the top five of the worst, and they base it on statistics like people that need medical care, people that are obese, people that smoke, people it just goes on and on and on. But they're basing it off statistics. And of course, when you live here, we have lots of trails. We have lots of facilities for people to work out in and to go out and enjoy. And that doesn't seem to, somehow equate.
It doesn't match up for me because I've been to a lot of different places all over the world. And this is the only place I ever wanted to be and still want to be because there's nowhere like here. We have our little pockets of issues like anybody else, but I don't see those statistics the way they're being represented to the whole. I just don't see it. I think this community is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Good medical facilities here. How they could somehow get together, work together, to catch, to start at the youngest age as they possibly can with our citizens and work.
I think that's the only way it's going to work in this community is we have some 60,000-plus people that are on Medi-Cal or Partnership Health Plan that need access to care. And the only way we're going to tackle that is to work jointly together and collaboratively with the hospitals, our facility, Shasta Community Health Center. Dean has done a great job over at Shasta Community Health Center. I look up to Dean. He's done a great job of taking care of a large influx of patients there. I think we need to work together and say, what can we do? What can we provide? What can you provide? Let's have a referral process so we can send them to you if we need this specialized services because there's not enough cardiologists, there's not enough psychiatrists, there's not enough urologists, and everybody has a little piece of the pie, but we just all need to share that pie and do what's right and take care of the patients that we have. We all have a business to run. That's understandable. Sure. That's a given. But how can we work together? How can we collaborate? How can we put services, revenue, finances towards building a team that can solve some of these problems, and it's just opening up that communication, I think, between the hospitals. Dean and us, we work well together. We already do our patients for certain specialists moving forward. That's what you have to do.
And I think the challenge would be keeping people on task with focusing on the issues rather than the personal interests of each group, because what happens is those interests become the overlaying.
Well, and it goes down to financial interest, and that's what it is. If I'm sending you a patient, that means I'm not getting paid for that. But if it was a type of symbiotic relationship where you're sending some people back to them,
right,
and you had kind of a clearinghouse in there that, instead of filling up our emergency rooms with people, mm-hmm. You can actually bring in a couple of the local clinics too.
Sure.
That, the walk-in clinics that, if we can keep the emergency rooms empty or at least, cut back on them, that gives them more time to concentrate on other things that they're doing.
Sure, and that's one of the other programs we started. And so starting November 5th, we're going to have an urgent care that's open 7 days a week and late evenings on the weekends for Partnership Health and Medi-Cal patients. So they don't have to go to the emergency room when you have an illness. You can come to our urgent care and we'll take care of you. It's cheaper, it's more efficient, and it's a lot faster.
It is. And, you pay your $60 and walk in or walk out. unless you've got, I guess, what, you take insurance on
we
those?
We take Medi-Cal and Partnership Health. They have no co-pays, no deductibles.
Nothing.
They don't pay us
just
anything.
Walk in. Mm-hmm. And see, that's right there. That's the ones that seem to be inundating the, you know, head on over to, you know, to your place.
Sure. We, you know, we have an advertising campaign that's out there. You know, I think it just, what's best is word of mouth. It really is. When you bring the patient in and you treat them like a human being and you take care of them, you give them great service and great quality health care. Advertising helps.
There you go. That's all I'm looking for. Throw me a bone. Throw me a bone, Carl. Here. Okay. At least you didn't say, yeah, that's why we advertise on blah, 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 blah,
no,
blah.
No.
Sitting here like whining. Okay. I think, like everything, this is, you know, this is a great idea. But, you know, who takes the first step in this? For us to, and you put behind it, we are not the fifth worst place in the United States
no.
to live. We don't have the fifth most unhappy people in the United States.
I don't agree with that.
I don't all. Either. And again, they're looking at statistics and they're saying, well, a person's unhappy if they smoke. Okay, so, I mean, you know, and most people I know that's become the top 10 places that people want to mm-hmm. live, the top 10 happiest places. And we could do that.
Sure we could.
I mean, that's not a pie in the sky thing. It's not going to be done in 6 months.
I mean, we have two large health systems here.
Yeah.
This is great for a small community that we have, two large health hospitals. I mean, that's great.
You know, that you see at, we have, you know, it means golf courses. It means restaurants. It means all that stuff. And, you know, we're only 1 degree difference between us and Palm Springs. And we've got the mountains and the lakes, and we can get to the ocean in 3 hours.
Mm.
So I think, you know, that right there. And if we've got the healthcare systems, which is really important, that we're silly not to push that.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
there's your idea.
There you go.
There you go.
Let them get started.
That's right. Let's build us a big retirement community.
This one kind of fits Glenn's deal more. Now, I'll definitely support him, though.
Okay, so that's where we're going for in the near future, then. And so getting ready to start that.
I mean, we stay true to our vision, and that's improve the health care of the community. It's a healthy community. It's a happy community. It's better for everybody. And then everybody benefits from that. And you start with health care.
Okay. What about the when you're here? You've both been lived here your whole lives. When you see Redding's changed since I've lived here mm-hmm. in the last 10 years.
Oh yeah.
What do you think about that? I mean, you all are always you're upbeat and you're always providing. You know, you're helping the community in a lot of different ways, in so many different ways, in money and other things, time and medical facilities and all this. What do you see? I mean, because you want your community to be a success, too. And one of the ways we talked about is to do this healthcare, kind of a consortium there that can help raise everything. But what do you see other things?
Well, you know what
bother you or that worry you?
I think what concerns me or bothers me the most about our community is that what hasn't changed, I guess, from when I was younger and I didn't understand it or pay much attention, is how the politics works. Instead of everybody coming together on issues that are mutual to everybody, we still stay in our own camps. You still got the county in their camp. You got the city in their camp. It's gotten a little bit better in some ways, but in the health service is another one. You got all these services being provided. If everybody came together on these bigger issues and really focused on what we could do together and then committed to it, not just talked about it. I mean, committed some resources, committed some time, committed some focused attention to it. We could get a lot more done around here and the community would be that much more happy too. And I think that that's the one thing that bums me out, that we don't go anywhere a lot of times with the issues. We just talk about them.
We talk about them and we study them.
Right.
And, you know, there's a certain point where you can just study them. It's too much. Like we used to say, hey, a plan that's 80% correct and carried out with much enthusiasm is better, you know, now is better than a 100% correct plan that never gets off the ground.
I would rather see somebody make a decision even if it wasn't 100%. It didn't work out exactly how you wanted it because you can refine it.
On the way in there. That's why you have. That's why you have. Your orders that you can make while you're moving to the objective. You can change things. You can bring up different stuff. But we don't. We've got to take that step. I mean, it's been 2 years since people were elected, and they said, "Oh, we're going to change. We're going to really go after the crime here," and they end up doing a study that takes almost 2 years, and then they ignore most of the study. Because, you know, and the things that Paletti wanted, he already had laid out to him 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Yeah. And saying, this is how it would be done. And it's just, it's, and we still haven't done anything yet. Oh, now it's, okay, that gives us a reason. Let's raise the taxes. Okay. What a great idea that was, you know. And so when you start getting into that, and then you look at, oh, DE&E. Do you ever look at these things and you wonder yourself how we got here?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
E, we have to have the people vote to tell our elected officials that we voted for how to vote.
Right. What happened?
What happened? Why do we have to do that?
Right. It drives me crazy. And you can study everything to death, but if you don't do anything, it's never going to change. You know, I see that too often, especially with government. You know, it's something me and I joke around with Glenn about is that there's a lot of times where I'd rather make a decision, and if someone has an issue with it, I'll go ahead and, you know, if I have to, I'll beg for forgiveness later. If they didn't like
arm wrestling for it.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like, I'm okay. Because my thing is, did it work? If it worked,
then what's the complaint?
Right.
Yeah.
But I would rather make a decision.
So you're either going to win a medal or fall on your sword. One
exactly.
Of the two. But, you know, but you've got to do something.
Right.
And this is kind of the biggest thing is that I don't know, maybe we need a type of government that's got like a real strong mayor. You know, that kind of...
We definitely need that.
You know, we need that kind of a government where you have an elected mayor that's strong and can push things through. It's a full-time job with vision.
And isn't worried about the outcome.
I think we've pretty much reached that point.
But you know what? As long as they're an elected official, all their time is spent keeping their job and not doing their job. It doesn't matter. They have constituents that they have to get votes from, and that's the way that works.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
It never changes.
That's true, but, you know, you would think that you could be, yeah, it's a balancing act. It really is because, you know, the unions are going to be rolling in there and big time. Oh, we want somebody that's going to be union friendly.
Sure.
But the union should be looking at somebody that's going to be union neutral so that if it's a good idea, okay, I can support this. And if it's a bad idea, I'm not going to support this.
Right. Yeah. Well, the pendulum switches. It goes right to left. You just got to find somebody to bring them together right in the middle.
And
both sides
we need that. We need that so badly now. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you're looking for somebody to fix that small little chip in your windshield or a crack over 2 feet in length, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He can do it. Jeff Wurst, veteran. It's a veteran-owned business, and he fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield, gosh, what now, eight years ago, and you still can't see it. And, you know, you can't get any better than that. If you got a little chip in your windshield now and you get some water in it, it freezes, it's going to crack and blow your windshield out. So head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back after these messages.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Crather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palos Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Our last segment for this week. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, October the 28th. It's 56 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 64 today. It's going to be rainy. It's going to be raining this whole weekend. And 100% chance on Sunday, so just be careful out there. And then on Halloween, on the 31st, where our little gremlins are going to be out there running around trick-or-treating, be extra careful. It's going to be rainy. Now, for everybody that's going out partying on Saturday night, and there's, I know, lots of you doing that, all dressed up in those weird costumes, be careful. Give yourself time. Have yourself designated drivers, because we know that some things can happen out there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And Mighty Fine Foods brings you this portion of the show. Owned and operated by father and son, Ed and Kyle DeFore. Kyle, of course, does our football games and another football game tonight right here on KCNR 1460. It starts at 7:30. Is that right, Jared? And who's it going to be today?
I
think
correct.
You switched it over to
I'd have to go check the schedule.
Okay, but it starts at 7:30, and the by Kyle DeFore, and of course his Tuesday night sports show. All is at Mighty Fine Foods, corner of 299 and Deschutes. Over 300 different kinds of beer. Think about that. You could drink a different beer almost every day of the year.
That's my kind of place.
There you go. You know, you just go and get a different one. Okay. Mighty Fine Foods. Okay. I'm here, of course, with Gary Hayward as my co-host. You know, I appreciate you coming in, Gary.
Oh, no. It's an honor every time I get a chance to come in because, you know, it's something I don't get a chance to do this very often. And now that I'm on air, I'm going to do it. I can't thank you and Linda enough and KCNR 1460 for all the support you guys give to us and the community, especially the community. You guys are involved in anything and everything that I can think of. And, you know, you don't see that very often with a lot of people, and you guys genuinely love doing it, and I just want to tell you thank you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. It's nice. Well, we love it, you know, and we've got a working relationship with you all. And, you know, Linda sings out there. In fact, she's going to be out there next Thursday at Elements, singing from 7 to 9. And
she's awesome.
It's a great time out there, and it's a great place to do that. We're here, of course, also with Glenn Hayward, who is in charge of all the health services for Redding Rancheria. And talk about the new plans they've got going out there. And we've talked about the things that we see as, you know, if our community could get together and make some decisions. And, I mean, I don't know where – I really don't even know how to get them off the dime on things. They come in there with such great expectations. Is it the bureaucracy?
I think a lot of it is bureaucracy. I mean, I see that a lot. You know what? It's something that one of the guys that works with us used to work in a government system. And I'm not going to name the name because it's not worth naming, but it was a government-type system. And he would tell me stories about how he would be tasked with putting these projects together, and he would get them all ready to go, and they'd be on the shelf 5 years later. You know,
yeah.
Why does that happen? I mean, you know, and so what he loves about working with us is when he puts something together, we want it to go right now, you know. And
well, no, but see, and there lies in the difference between a private industry, private enterprise, and a government enterprise. They get paid every 2 weeks,
right?
Whether that plan goes forward or not,
right?
Where we don't get paid if we don't are out there buckling and hustling and making things happen. There's a difference, and government cannot build jobs. I mean, you could throw out and say, oh, well, yeah, we're just going to have everybody start building road construction, we'll hire people, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not the way it works.
No.
But they find the way that they are so, the way that they keep themselves, you know, quote, important is by putting more rules and regulations out there that they then have to, make sure that you follow.
Yeah. Let's write a policy. Well, you know, no, let's create something. And what drives me crazy is when you see these ways for us to get the private industries working and working for the government to make something more efficient. Oh no, don't do that. Just, you know, why?
Well, this is what we said is
the one to drive
one
the economy.
Of the things, yeah. We have problems on the River Trail because there's no security. Hire a private security firm.
Right.
Hire them for 6 months. Have them put patrols up and down that. Up and down that river, you know it's going to cost less than just having one policeman doing it, and you don't have to worry. And if the guy falls off his bike, so what? You know, I mean, so sorry, but if you fall off your bike, so what? Because the company pays for his medical. We don't pay for his medical. But see, that to me is something simple. Or put out a port ahead across from Library Park, so these people can walk across the street and use it.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll just shoot up in there. Good. Let them. Fine. You know, then you pick them up the next morning and take them out. Oh, they'll just destroy it. Well, you don't know that. You know, maybe they're one place to go to the bathroom. So they don't use the bushes in front of the library.
Right.
Or the post office.
But try it.
Try it.
Give it a shot. If it doesn't work, change it.
Absolutely.
I'm all for, what do they call it, a charter city? Where you have a mayor. And I realize what you said, Glenn, is that once you win, now you spend X amount of your time wanting to keep going and to be reelected. And that's true. But if you could get if we could get them to do 75% of their time to move us forward and 25% of their time to get elected, then I don't know.
That would be awesome to see that happen. But, you know, those guys don't stay in office very long, you know, generally. Some of them do. I mean, because if people actually saw that and embraced it and, you know, and saw some results, that might be the change that we need, you know. I think so.
Okay. We're here, Glenn. We got a couple minutes left. You know, appreciate you coming by and talking about everything that's going on.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Well, you know what? It's good to hear the thing, you know, hear it from you. Instead of kind of like reading excerpts, this one of the things I enjoy about the show is you can read like an interview, but it's excerpts and it doesn't a lot of time. It give you a chance to kind of follow up and think about it and to say, well, you know, this also means this. And then with you, you know, Garrett, having you here for the whole 2 hours gives me a chance. And especially during the breaks, is you know we talk about where one of the most important institutions of our area out here. Your plans and what you're doing and how that also helps the community too.
So. Yeah, and anything we're doing, we think about how it's going to affect the community. And that's something that makes me enjoy what we do because it is. It's what we do is thought out, you know, how it's going to impact everybody around us. And I like input from people too. So anybody has ideas out there, give us a call.
Well, that's true too. If you want to talk, if you've got an idea that something that needs to be done, but obviously government can't do it, but maybe the Redding Rancheria Development Corporation can do it.
We're open. to hear any ideas, anything we can possibly do that would help. Yeah, definitely.
I'm just surprised you're not into other things, but it's only because there's only so much time of the day.
We will. We will be.
We will be.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned for that.
That wasn't an evil laugh. That was just, hey, yeah, we are. We're going moving.
The Joker came
moving
back
forward.
For a second.
Well, you said you're always looking for properties. You're always looking for things to do, things that's going to be able to move the rancheria forward. But also, when you all move forward, the community moves forward.
Yes.
I like to think that. So, again, thank you for everything that y'all are doing.
Thank you, Carl.
Of the health, this new health clinic that's helping everybody that's on Medicaid, or I'm sorry, Medi-Cal, and so they don't have to go. You know, they maybe don't have doctors, but now they do.
Absolutely.
Come out there and
They can establish with the primary care, and we also have an urgent care. So sometimes, you know, if you're like me, my kids never got sick Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. It's always on the weekends.
It's always, you know, sometimes at like 9 o'clock at night, they start throwing up.
That's when it happens.
Okay, let's just head on down there. That's right. You know, or go to the emergency room for 12 hours.
Right.
Or we can go over to this and be fixed. Mm-hmm. Great. Hey, on Monday, we've got Gary Cadd coming in here to talk about his reelection and the direction that Redding's going. And we got a couple other things, too, a couple other surprises that are happening on Monday. I may even give the best costume award Monday for the person that walks through the door. Yeah, it walks through the door here on Monday with a costume on. I'll probably give them out some gift certificates to different places right here. Everybody have a great weekend. Be careful out there. And we'll see you on Monday.
Yes. Safe weekend.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Dallas-based Southwest followed suit on Thursday. Fares have been declining since airlines started adding flights and seats faster than the growth in travel demand. Southwest shares tumbled 8.5% this week after the company gave a weak forecast for a key revenue figure in the fourth quarter. The forecast suggested that lower fares are likely to last through year's end.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Closing arguments today in the trial of two former allies of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie over the closing of George Washington Bridge. Bridget Kelly, Christie's former deputy chief of staff, and Bill Baroni, one of his top appointees to the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. They're accused of closing access lanes for 4 days in 2013 to punish a